All right, so we've got one response on that poll. Do you think anyone has ever done that? The Slovakian traffic cone? 100% no.
Of course.
Well, it's that time of year again for Christmas lights and trees and all your favorite fantasy teams deserve a cheer. Santa sees coming down all the way from the North Pole. Gonna give the good team some gifts, but the bad ones get cold. So if you're not
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Predicates of Fantasy Football Podcasts. My name is Christian Brito, and joining me as always on this beautiful pod is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
Ho, ho, ho. We are...
I said Dale.
Oh, yeah. We are the Predicates of Fantasy Football Podcast. The only thing I know about a predicate is that it usually accompanies a subject.
It's just something that says something about the subject.
Yeah. Okay. So we're saying something about the subject.
Right. We're the predicates because we state the thing about the thing.
Right, right. Well, you're the one that suggested this, and I just went along with it. So welcome, everybody. Episode 170.
It's been 170 episodes, Dale. Cut me some fucking slack. I'm running out of ideas. We're the predicates of fantasy football. I have clearly exhausted.
We're at the bottom of the barrel here, folks. Thanks for listening, guys. It is episode 174, I think, right. We're 173, I think, yesterday. I don't know. I get them all mixed up.
Predicates or the Slovakian traffic cones. And if you look up what that is, you really don't want to know. But if you look up what that is on Urban Dictionary, you'll understand why I went the other direction.
Slovakian traffic cones.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this has something to do with,
Nope. The whole point was I didn't want to do this.
Does that have anything to do with oral sex?
Not really.
Okay. Maybe can you tell us at the end of the episode what it is?
Sure.
Okay.
I never do, but okay.
We'll forget. And then we'll get 100 emails tomorrow saying that we need to... Anyways.
We do that a lot, just throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tons of unfulfilled promises is what this podcast is all about.
By the way, we have our thing for tomorrow.
By the way, guys, I did send out shirts on Monday... I think I sent them out this week, so you should be getting them by the end of the week. And
just want to throw out there, we are definitely Eat Nation.
Yes, yeah, and nothing's wrong with that because I'm a big boy size too, and so is Christian. There's nothing wrong with it, but
I ran out of big sizes real quick.
Yeah, I have a shelf, and it's like I have a smalls, mediums, larges. And then everything above large, and that shelf with everything above large, it has like one shirt left in every category. So,
they don't call us Eat Nation for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's on the way. Speaking of Eat Nation, I do want to throw out there, I'll be talking about this just because it's the end of the season. I understand that you guys probably aren't thinking about fantasy football for next year, but it's a good way to support the podcast. If you go to our website and join, be an official member of Eat Nation. Everybody's part of Eat Nation, right? But if you want to be an official member of Eat Nation, you can go to our website and join and get some cool stuff from that. We have shirts and, all kinds of draft kits, and we have private podcasts to host, all kinds of cool stuff, entry to the Listeners League. So make sure that you guys at least check it out, see what you think, and hey, it's a good Christmas gift too for your buddy that needs a draft kit. So there you go.
Yep. It's the big button that says join.
Mm-hmm. And it changes colors when you hover over it, which is cool.
I did that.
Yeah, I know. It's orange, then dark orange, orange and dark orange. If you're bored, you could just go to the page and just hover over it over and over again. And at work, it'll look like you're doing something. I used to do that.
Right. I still do that. Problem is, I'm my own boss now, so.
Yeah.
Now I steal company time from myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awkward.
So, Christian, what are we doing today?
Today, we are going through, we're going to do it a little bit differently this week. We're going to go through positionally, since not too much to go through with waivers, not too much to go through with some of these streamers, just because it's so limited coming into week 15. But we're going to look at each position leading into this week rather than break it down game by game. But we're going to go through quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Today, we're going to start with quarterbacks and running backs, previewing what we think week 15 is going to look like at those two positions. Like that tease I did there? Was that good? Was that a nice lead in?
I like it.
Did I do a good job?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Was I a good predicate?
Yeah.
That's not the right use.
No, I know.
Was I a good Slovakian traffic cone?
Yep, probably. Probably. By the way, all right. Well, we could just jump right into it. Christian, what's your favorite position?
Probably doggy style.
Yeah. I knew you were going there.
Wait, was that not the question? Running backs. Football position. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was kind of open-ended there. I was hoping you would give us a little glimpse into your personal life, and you did, so I appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Also, like the, like, I don't know what's called, but like the pile driver, I think is what it's called.
What?
That's got to be what it's called.
Okay, this is
a position.
I don't know. I have a feeling. Never mind. I have a feeling that you probably have a list of positions with little sketches that you go to every once in a while when things are getting, you know.
All right, that's not what I. Okay, the pile driver is a position, but that's not what I meant. It's very, very close. Very close to what I meant, but it's not what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I will check it out when we're off the podcast. I'll go do some lobster tubing and find out what it is.
Right. We need a different lobster tube is dead to us.
Oh yeah, they never got back to us.
Yep. We need to start emailing just, you know, the millions of other potential websites.
Yeah, all these websites, you think somebody wants to advertise.
Let's go ahead and start with X Videos tonight and see what happens.
Okay.
They never let me down. All right.
So tonight's position breakdown is brought to you by X Videos. If you guys want, find your favorite position, xvideos.com.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Great. I just thought that was top of my head right there. Wow. I just made that up. I know.
I'm actually kind of proud of you right now. Not even kidding, man.
Thanks.
That was marketing
genius right here.
I'm impressed.
Thanks. I'm going to write that one down, and definitely we are sending that audio clip to them. All right. So let's start off with the quarterbacks. I'm going to run through some quarterbacks that maybe have a pretty good schedule coming up week 15. Maybe some that don't, and then maybe we could switch back and forth. So today I'll do quarterbacks, and you do running backs, and then tomorrow's episode we'll switch it up. So okay. The first quarterback that's probably going to be in my top five, and I'm not really comfortable with it, to be honest with you, is Cam Newton. He's bailed out last week, really, by a long touchdown, by a long run and a late touchdown. Cam Newton is playing Green Bay this week, who has historically end of the road defense against quarterbacks. How do you feel about Cam Newton?
It's a good question. He's played two fairly stout defenses over the past 2 weeks in New Orleans and Minnesota. And now you have Green Bay. Green Bay's defense has not been great.
Correct.
They're playing now. Carolina's playing at home. I think he's going to have a fine game. Whether or not it's a top five game, I'd be hesitant about. But there's a lot of good quarterbacks with not great matchups this week. And so you kind of have to hedge your bets a little bit. And Cam Newton has such a solid floor from week to week.
Sure.
That I think you can feel safe. When was the last time Cam Newton didn't get you, you know, at least double-digit fantasy points? Week 6 or 7?
Yeah, week 7 against Chicago. Yep.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, every week he's going to give you 18, 19 fantasy points in a standard, you know, 4 point per passing touchdown league. And most weeks he's going to give you at least 20 points and you'll be happy with that. And you're going to have those occasional games like he had against Miami where he had those 4 passing touchdowns where he's going to erupt.
Yeah.
So he's done that a couple times in plus matchups like he did it against Miami, like he did against New England. So that's a potential in this game. But I think more than likely you're going to get 20 to 25 points. You're going to feel very happy with it. That's why you don't rank him the number one quarterback for the week. But he's got such a solid floor, especially with the rushing. He's always going to have the ability to run it in as a quarterback as well. Already, again, 5 touchdowns on the year, 585 rushing yards. So solid in that respect that you just you have to go ahead and put him in if you have him and, you know, and don't have an extremely good option.
Yep. In his last 6 games, he's passed for over 200 yards once. So that scares me. But like you said, the rushing bails him out. I mean, you're looking at enough rushing yards to basically account for an entire touchdown in most leagues, right? I mean, he's
right. And then
he's around 50, 70 yards, 80 yards a game rushing. So that kind of bails you out.
And then 38% of the time on top of that, he also adds a touchdown. Right. So you're hoping that this is the week he adds a touchdown because it's been a couple weeks. But yeah, he gets 45 yards a game rushing plus more than a third of the time, he's going to get you a touchdown.
Yep, yep. All right, and let's move on. I have Phillip Rivers and a team that's destined to win the Super Bowl. I'm in 2 more leagues. I feel really good in 2 leagues. I'm still in the playoffs in a couple, but there's 2 that I'm really good about. I feel really good about, and one of them has Phillip Rivers. And I feel really good about him this week.
How do you feel about him? Because I think you feel really good about him.
Really good.
Okay.
Did I say that more than once?
No, it just feels like maybe you feel really good about him.
Okay. He's playing Kansas City this week at Kansas City. That doesn't scare me, though. Still have him ranked in the top 10 for me. I don't know about for you yet, Brito. But I don't rank Phillip Rivers in the top 10 very often. And I have the last couple weeks, and I will again this week playing against Kansas City.
Is this one of those things where it worries you a little bit because maybe the Chiefs are starting to get back on track and maybe they're kind of, their defense has just been so terrible throughout the second half of this season that, everything's pointing in the direction for a huge game for Rivers.
Yeah.
Kansas City allowing the second most fantasy points, the second most fantasy points on the year. When you adjust for matchup, you love this matchup for the Chargers and for Phillip Rivers in that passing game. And Rivers has been pretty damn good, too, as of late. So
he's been great, yeah.
Everything kind of points in the right direction for him. I mean, last 3 games, look at his passing yards. 434, 344, 319. Yep. That is elite passing production.
6 touchdowns in the last 3 games. So,
no interceptions.
That's where you're really happy being a Phillip Rivers owner because you're usually waiting for those 2 interception or 3 interception games.
And granted, they've been good matchups,
right?
But they're all good matchups. Kansas City and the New York Jets are the best 2 possible matchups, and that's this week and next week.
Yeah, yeah. So it's looking good. All right, one more positive matchup I guess I can talk about. I'm not sure I'm starting him, but Mitch Trubisky playing against Detroit. Let's say you had Carson Wentz and Mitch Trubisky is on the waivers, on the waiver wire that you can pick up. Are you starting him just based off this matchup, you know, versus somebody like DeShone Kizer?
No.
Trubisky hasn't been great against San Francisco. He only threw for 100 yards the week before that against Philadelphia. Very good pass defense. Just played through 147 yards. Against Cincinnati, though, he was up north of 250 yards and a touchdown last week. Can he play well enough to get you by?
He can, but even in great matchups, which he's had, consistently had really good matchups. So he's played a bottom five defense in five out of his last six matchups.
Right.
And still
hasn't produced.
He's produced one 20-point fantasy game. And if you look at since he started, since week five, he's played nine games as a starter, has five single-digit fantasy point games. Yep. And they're all good matchups except for the game at Philadelphia. Right. Everything else, pretty good matchup. And so you look at it, last few weeks have been a little bit better, especially, I mean, people are believing just because he had one decent game at Cincy, a horrible pass defense.
Sure.
And so I get another good matchup against Detroit. I understand it. But you can't trust it. Not in week 15. That has the opportunity to be a 15-point game. Sure, fine. But you also get the opportunity for that to be the possibility, I think, an equal possibility of that being a 7-point game.
Right.
And you can't have that in week 15.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when you're going that low, you'll start guys like Nick Foles, Jimmy Garoppolo.
100% would rather have Jimmy Garoppolo,
yeah,
who has already, in my eyes, established himself as a competent starter with his two starting games being 293 yards and 334 yards. Sure, the passing touchdown, he only has one passing touchdown, but when you have solid production like that, that many yards, that many passing attempts, I much, much rather have Jimmy Garoppolo this week than I would have Mitchell Trubisky.
Same with Blaine Gabbert, I think. Blaine Gabbert's playing Washington. I think I'd rather have Blaine Gabbert. But I just wanted to throw out there, I mean, it is a decent matchup for him. If your league's really deep and you really need somebody after Wentz.
I give you somebody that is available in a lot of leagues, even though he can be hit and miss. But I think if you're going to risk it, you're going to risk it on a guy who is a headache.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
No. Okay. If you're going to be hit and miss on a guy, why not hit and miss on a guy with a lot of upside like Blake Bortles?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Playing a lot of Houston. People, he's available everywhere, and Houston is a very plus matchup, bottom three in the league. So.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to throw out some kind of bad matchups. Maybe you want to stay away from if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford has a tough matchup against Chicago.
Yep.
We've
been saying that one for a while.
Right.
Chicago is becoming
they have
a tough matchup for a lot of teams. And so Stafford just did this a few weeks ago. He put up a decent game, 18 fantasy points. It's probably going to be, I'd say, somewhere in that 15 to 18 range again for him. And again, this is a 4-point passing touchdown. Not a lot of people play. It's pretty much split in the fantasy community. So if you're in a 6-point passing touchdown, think of it as maybe 17 to 19, 20 fantasy points, which is not great. You maybe get away with it. But for a top performing quarterback like him, it is a little bit of a worrisome matchup. And there's maybe better options.
Yeah. One last guy I am very nervous to start is Alex Smith against the Chargers.
Okay.
He opened up his game a little bit 2 weeks ago, threw the four touchdowns, looked great over 350 yards. Last week against Oakland, failed to throw a touchdown, less than 300 yards. I mean, still 34 attempts, which is about what you expect from a Chiefs offense in Alex Smith.
Great.
But, yeah, I'm a little nervous here. The Chargers scare me.
Okay. I can see that. I guess I'm not as scared. I'm believing again in the Chiefs offense. Seems like they have fixed a little bit of what was the issue. They're attempting some more deep passes. I know Alex Smith didn't have a huge game, but the offense as a whole was productive, and I think Alex Smith is going to have a decent game. I think this is going to be a higher scoring game, and so I think Alex Smith is going to be just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Cool. All right. I guess last piece of quarterback news. It wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers at Carolina.
Yep.
He was medically cleared to play today. Actually, he was medically cleared to play on Tuesday. Excuse me. So, look, I'll tell you my position really quick. If I am in week 15 in playoff mode and I got here and I have a competent quarterback, somebody even like Kirk Cousins, I can't play Aaron Rodgers this week. I'm sorry. That's not going to be a popular opinion. I can't play Aaron Rodgers. I can't put my playoff hopes in Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Our co-host Armando has Aaron Rodgers in our league of record. If he wants to lose, he's going to play Aaron Rodgers. Like, I can't do it. And Armando has Phillip Rivers. I'm playing Phillip Rivers over Aaron Rodgers easily. I'm too nervous. I can't do it.
I'd rather play Phillip Rivers. Listen to this. In a bad matchup, I'd rather have Alex Smith than Aaron Rodgers this week.
Yeah, I agree. And that's saying a lot for me because I'm really scared of Alex Smith. And you just can't start Aaron. I mean, you can't do it. I don't know. There's no other way to say it. I don't trust him.
By the way, the line, Kansas City, LA line, 45.5. I'm betting the over on that line.
45.5?
That's pretty, as about as average as you get on a line.
Yeah. And you're taking the over?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Okay.
I think people are going to be surprised.
We should bring in sports betting into this into the podcast. Maybe in the off season, we should talk about it a little bit more. Have our listeners involved, and because we're all gambling addicts, and I would love to.
Okay, cool. It opened at 45.5. The line has shifted by about a half a point. Now it's 46. But I went with the open number because I mean it literally just opened. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if the line continued to shift a little bit more. Like the Mirage already has it at 46.5, shifting a whole point.
Sure. It is amazing, just sidetrack here, it is amazing how Vegas understands these lines and is so accurate so many times. It's crazy. It's like truly amazing.
Yeah, but can they beat my fantasy team? I don't think so.
But I was listening to Colin Cowherd today on the radio, and he, I'm just going to not talk about this and not say that I didn't listen to this little tidbit. He said that the line for the New England and Pittsburgh game is like at like 2 or 3, I think. That's amazing. And that kind of like, you know, with Vegas's track record, it's amazing that they see those two teams so close now. And I guess it's because what we saw against the Dolphins on Monday night, which is pretty crazy.
I mean, it's pretty common for teams, even if they're not crazily close to that's a field goal. Or
The Patriots' lines are usually much, much wider.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh is the one other team that always gets heavy favorite lines.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. That's all. All right. Let's talk about running backs. Give me some running backs.
Running back number one with a little bit of a concerning matchup. You want to go concerning or you want to go good matchups
first? Yeah, it's your show.
It's my show?
Let's do it.
All right. Burrito Sleep Fantasy. Damn it, I replaced the eat with my name. That wasn't even intentional.
Well, you don't want it to be Eat Burrito Fantasy. How about burrito? How about burrito eats fantasy?
How about eat sleep burrito?
Okay, yeah, that's much better.
Eat sleep fantasy burrito.
No, eat sleep burrito. That's way better.
All right, burrito sleeps fantasy.
Sure.
All right. I don't like that. What was the one you said? Burrito Eats Fantasy?
Yeah, Burrito Eats Fantasy.
Fine. Burrito Eats Fantasy. Let's start actually with some good matchups.
All right.
I want to talk about Kenyon Drake, man.
Yeah, I do too.
We need to talk about Kenyon Drake because right now he is set to play at Buffalo in what has been the worst run defense in the NFL. They're allowing the most matchup-adjusted fantasy points to running backs. And Kenyon Drake just had over 190 total yards on Monday night against New England. Now, this is at Buffalo. Is one thing. Two, we don't know the status of Damian Williams yet. If Damian Williams remains out, Kenyon Drake is a what running back for you?
Top 10, easy. I haven't completed my rankings yet. I will do it very, very soon, and they'll be up on the website. A top 10 for sure.
Easy, as like long, easy peasy, like you're spelling it like letter E, letter Z.
Yeah, letter E, letter Z. Letter P, letter Z.
Have you ever played online video games?
No.
So a very common thing, which pisses other people off on the other team, when you play in competitive matchups on video games online, mm-hmm. is when you win, people spam in the chat. Easy. But just letter E, letter Z.
Oh, yeah.
Or easy peasy.
That'd make me mad.
It does. I do that so much.
When I got, I think when I first got my PS3, I played online. I played Madden online, and I thought I was pretty good at Madden, but I am not a competitive, like, no, I'm really competitive, but I'm not like those ultra Madden guys that know every single play in the playbook and know every single defense for every single play. I'm not one of those guys, and I got killed in, for probably about 2 days straight. I didn't win a game within 21 points probably, and so I quit. Never played again.
I think I'm good at video games, and then when I play competitively at anything, I find that amongst everyone, like, everyone's pretty good when they play online.
Yeah.
The people that play online are pretty good, that I just hover in the middle. Like, I'm...
Right.
I think when I played Madden online, like, my win percentage is always hovering right around 50%. Right, so it's, but that's not the games I usually play, like Overwatch and stuff like that. But
right. Wait, what is this? Eat, sleep, video games now?
Please. I would love, and I put out a tweet a few weeks ago, I would love to like stream and play video games and like play with our listeners, the people that do.
That'd be awesome.
Play Fortnite and Overwatch and Counter-Strike and games like that. So you can, should I do this? Should I give out my, like, handle?
Gamer tag? They call them gamer tags, don't they?
My gamer, I'll give my, I'll start with my most common game. I'm going to give out my Overwatch handle here. You got to give me a second. I got to pull it up.
What is it? This something? Is
probably really.
Is it going to be dick sucker?
Bad idea. No.
Why is it a bad idea? It's fine.
I'm going to get so many friend requests.
You sound
I'm a little worried. Our listeners are wonderful people, but at the same time, all right, it's Lord Burrito is my gamer tag.
God.
And then on Overwatch, you gotta always add the little hashtag with the number behind it, so it's hashtag 11578.
Okay, you are getting no friends off this, but
Lord Burrito 11578.
11578. All right. Kenyon Drake, yes, I like him. I like him as a top 10 running back this week. If Damian Williams is out, I urge everybody to not just put him in the starting lineup in your playoffs without knowing about Damian Williams. Just because, you know, Kenyon Drake has played well, and he's played very well last couple games, especially. I think last week he had over 140 yards, I believe. So last 2 weeks he's torn it up. Just watch for Damian Williams because he will eat into his time when he gets back, either as a pass catcher or as a goal line vulture. So be careful there. If Kenyon Drake is the lone man again, playing with confidence and Dale. What?
Dale, hold on. Just okay. Go to your feed right now. Check the message I just sent you of the Kenyon the Kenyon.
Where does this come from? Okay, Frito just sent me a picture of the rapper Drake dressed in African, what is that called, like garb? Is that the right word?
Well, that's the exact word that I was thinking.
Okay, all right. Yes, and that is that's really funny.
All right, cool.
Anyways.
Let's move on. Just be careful when setting your lineups not to confuse Kenyon Drake with
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, the Kenyon Drake with Drake the Kenyon.
Right, yeah. Don't get those two confused.
Because that's tricky.
Yeah.
Also,
Drake that's a Kenyon is not a very good runner, I don't think. He's fast, I'm sure, because Kenyans are very fast. They always win in those marathons.
Yeah. But
they're not very agile.
And what Kenyon Drake does is he makes hoes wobble like a bridge in an earthquake.
Yep.
But as far as what that translates to on a football field, mm-hmm. not as effective.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he ends up going out there and his one move is just he has one dance.
Yep. Yep.
So. Mm hmm. But he did start from the bottom, and like now he's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, he's here, but he has no new friends. Because, I mean, you know, his whole squad is on that real shit.
But, you know, he did. Okay, never mind. That was,
Who's your next running back?
He's a really good jump man, though. Next.
If you don't know what we did, if you don't know who Drake is, he's a rapper and
Don't explain the joke.
Some people look. We have some older generation people in here that don't listen to rap probably, and I don't know.
That's fine. We just did an entire segment on the Kenyon Drake. You don't explain the joke, man.
I think it helps. I'm sorry. I feel bad for the people that don't. I always feel bad when I don't get a joke.
Listen, all right, hold on. I'm going to put a poll right now. Okay. We're going to get back to the running backs in just a second. Okay. I'm going to put a poll right now. It is going to be a super overwhelming poll, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. The poll is going to be very simple. It's just going to say your statement. I think it's going to come back overwhelmingly no. Does it help to explain the joke? Yes or no?
Okay. I am writing this on the Facebook group as well, on our private Eat Nation private group. Does it help to explain jokes on the pod?
Nope. Don't say on the pod. That's going to... Okay. Never mind. Fine. You can write it however you want.
Yes. No.
All right. So, we actually got a listener question that I think we should address before we continue on the running backs. That pertains to the quarterback position.
Okay.
Would you play Russell Wilson the whole playoffs and not worry about any other quarterback? He does have a difficult matchup this week.
He does have a difficult matchup, but like we said, look, last week people were asking us about Russell Wilson. We said, listen, he's not the number one quarterback, but he's definitely startable and matchup proof, and I think we both had him ranked around 5 or 6 or somewhere around there, and he ended up playing pretty had a decent stat line. Didn't play great, but he had 3 touchdowns and 271 yards. So, yeah, given that he could throw 3 touchdowns on Jacksonville's defense, who has been great in Week 14, he even threw 3 touchdowns against Philadelphia, who has been great. So, yeah, he's matchup proof. He's proved it 2 weeks in a row. I'm playing him without a doubt. I mean, now it depends on who you have.
He is the one and only lock and loaded, never worry about it quarterback right now in the league.
Yep. I agree.
He has not scored less than 19 fantasy points in a 4-point passing touchdown league since his bye week in Week 6.
Not bad.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move on.
Hopefully that answers your question. All right. Back to running backs. All right, so we started with Kenyon Drake.
You've had this segment for like 10 minutes, and we've talked about one player.
Well, that's what happens when you let me fucking run the segment, dude. And the problem is, I picked my kryptonite, which is Kenyan drink. Like, this happens to me every time I talk about this guy. I can't talk about the Kenyan Drake because I end up Googling pictures of Drake in African garb.
Yeah.
Like, that is what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So, I am shocked at our early poll results that say only 56% agree with me. Even though I'm winning, that's not enough.
No.
Fuck, man. I can't believe people agree with you at all, ever.
Pretty much every poll you ever put up is Dale a complete idiot for thinking, fill in the blank.
And you know what? Most of the time I win those polls.
You do. I know. I
don't and know. Yet, I'm not satisfied when they're not, you know, they're 60-40. Like, it doesn't make sense to
they
me.
They have to be like 90-10 for you to be happy.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's move on. We saw the emergence, the reemergence of Kareem Hunt last week in what was a very good matchup against Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
116 yards and a touchdown, also caught three balls. This week, he's playing the LA Chargers in what is a below average matchup. It's not the worst, but it's not a great matchup. What say you about Kareem Hunt? Is he back, baby? Are you worrying? Like, what are you doing with
him? No, he's not back. I am definitely worrying. Listen, he played great. 25 attempts. You can't ask for anything more. But what happened 3 weeks prior to that when he played the Giants and then Buffalo and then the Jets back-to-back-to-back with zero touchdowns and barely eclipsed? I don't know. He went over 50 yards one time in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So, yeah, I'm just as nervous about him now as I was. Oakland is a great matchup, and the Chargers, they've been playing stout defense. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. I don't have him in my top 10 this week. I'm going to have him probably ranked 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there. I'll have Jamal Williams ranked ahead of him. Jamal Williams is playing Carolina.
All right, so I disagree with you. Okay. I don't think he's fully back. But I think the Kansas City offense is trending in the right direction ever since they switched their play calling.
They're not trending. It's
what are you talking about?
They call this a black swan.
No. Two games ago, Alex Smith was on fire and they did everything to their passing game. And so their offense was good though. Like since they've switched two games, a very small sample size, but their offense has been much better. It's been clicking. You're not gonna give me that?
I guess.
All right. So I told you he was going to do well this week. He did. Now, I don't expect 20 fantasy points, but I think Kareem Hunt will have double-digit fantasy points. And I think he will outscore Jamal Williams.
Are you trying to bait me into a neat bet here?
Perhaps. As I rub my hands.
Hey, how about you want to do another Alex Collins bet?
No, thank you. I don't want to bet against that guy again. By the way, I was so disappointed. I was like, this is super frustrating. Okay, we did Kareem Hunt versus Alex Collins, and Kareem Hunt played. I'm like, yeah, man. Wow. I was totally right. Kareem Hunt was going to have a good game. And then Alex Collins plays, and I'm like, why did I pick him to bet against? Like, just made a mistake there. But we were both right, but you were righter.
Yeah.
More right.
All right. I am not going to take that e-bet because I have a feeling that I don't need the bet. So you gotta work with me. I'm not going to work with you here. You need the bet more than I do, so I'm not going to do that bet.
All right. But, well, then. All right. So let's talk about another guy.
I don't believe Kareem Hunt. Okay.
Lock and loaded Alvin Kamara coming off of a concussion in week 14 that hurt a lot of fantasy owners. Now, in another tough matchup, four tough matchups in a row, Carolina, Atlanta, New York, and Atlanta. He's got New York here, coming off of concussion. Are you rolling out Alvin Kamara as if nothing happened?
I'm going to be bold here, and you're not going to like what I'm going to say.
God.
I don't like Alvin Kamara for the rest of the season. He's going to lose somebody's playoff. If he hasn't lost it because of his, and I know he has nothing, you know, you can't predict injury and all this stuff, and I didn't predict injury. But if you didn't lose your week for you last week and you're still in it, if you have a viable option, I'm not going with Alvin Kamara this week against the Jets.
I'm going to give you a very realistic scenario.
All right.
A lot of people drafted Devonta Freeman early.
Yes.
In the middle rounds or so, they, you know, not middle rounds, but a couple rounds later, they drafted a guy like Kareem Hunt, you know, and then maybe they caught, you know, those weren't great, but they caught fire off the waiver wire in somebody like Alvin Kamara.
Sure.
And so they rode Alvin Kamara to the playoffs because, you know, Hunt and Freeman were slumping, and they've been putting Kamara in their lineup and benching either Hunt or Freeman for the past few weeks. Now, coming into week 15, you have the option to play Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, Devonta Freeman. What are you doing?
I am benching Kamara. And I'm glad you mentioned those two guys. Kareem Hunt, you know, I don't love, but I do like Devonta Freeman this week against the Bucks.
Right.
Look, Alvin Kamara, this is a horrible argument. I know it, but I'm just going to say it anyways.
Okay.
He's so dependent on the big plays.
Is he though?
Dude, 3 weeks ago he had 17 yards a carry. Like, he's not that good. Like, he's not 17 yards a carry. He's a big play guy. You know, maybe even Jamal Charles, like, I don't know if that's blasphemous or not, but sorta. And he's a rookie at the end of the day, and you know, there's rookie walls that he's gonna hit, and it's gonna hit real soon.
Right. He's a regression candidate, I think, for 2017, but I think you're looking too far ahead. I think you're overreacting off of
the Jets' defense to begin with. Let me just say that.
Listen. He catches 5 passes every single game. Lock that in. He's going to catch 5 passes this week.
Yes. Okay.
Those 5 passes are going to go for what? 50 yards? Fair?
Okay. Fair. That's fair.
Okay. On top of that, he's going to get what? Let's say 8 rushing attempts. Is that a fair number?
I'll go the under, but that's fair.
All right. 8 rushing attempts. What? Let's give him a conservative number, because he's averaging 7 yards a carry. Let's give him 5.
No,
let's 5 yards a carry?
3.5 this week.
Oh my God. Give him 4 yards a carry for this scenario.
Okay.
That's 82 yards. Already, you're starting him at 8 fantasy points. In a PPR league, you have 13.5 fantasy points.
And you don't think that Devonta Freeman or Kareem Hunt can beat that. And Kareem Hunt.
I think I'd rather have Kamara than both. Even as long as he clears fully through this concussion protocol, which all signs are trending in that direction, you plug Alvin Kamara in and you do not worry about it regardless of what your other options are.
I disagree, but respectfully disagree. I know a lot of people, and I knew that it was going to be kind of bold because I know most rankers have Kamara very high. I'm going to be one of the ones that don't. When he underperforms, you know, you can email me and tell me that you're sorry you didn't listen to me. That's all there is to it.
I have no shares of Alvin Kamara, so you can be angry at Dale if he doesn't perform, but you can't be angry at me because I was rooting for you.
Well, hey, I called Alex Collins last week, didn't I? Okay, so is this a neat bet here? I'll take Kareem Hunt and Devonta Freeman over Alvin Kamara.
But I like Kareem Hunt. Can you pick a different guy?
You were the one who said Kareem Hunt to begin with.
But I like Kareem Hunt. Okay, I don't want to root against him.
I'll take Freeman over Kamara.
No, give me the and. If I'm going to go with the bet, I'm going to go and. You already gave it to me. That's a neat bet.
All right, I'll do Kenyon Drake and Devonta Freeman.
You went higher on my... No, go back to Hunt. You went higher on my own rankings. Go, Hunt and Freeman will both outscore Alvin Kamara, is what Dale says, and I say, barring as long as he plays and clears protocol, because I don't want to be fucking
if he plays he clears. So if he plays, if he's in the game, the bet's on.
Yep. All right. Okay. Alvin Kamara versus man.
How did I end up betting on Hunt? How did you do that to me? I just told you how much I hated him.
Because you really want to hate Alvin Kamara for some reason.
Yeah, I do.
And what sucks is, like, for my league record, I would like Kareem Hunt to have a great game and Alvin Kamara to not.
Yeah.
But I'm just providing analysis based on what the numbers are leading me to say.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Is that it?
A couple more running backs that I think we should mention just really quickly.
Let's do it.
Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinnon. We talk about them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lock and loaded with Latavius Murray this week against Cincy.
I would be too. Yeah, I agree.
And I know a lot of people are going to have him, you know, in that middling 20s. He's a borderline RB1 for me this week.
Yeah. I mean, look, Latavius Murray has his last
he had a
weeks,
rough week.
Well,
he had a rough week.
Against Carolina. I mean, what did you cut? You know, okay, he had a really bad week against Carolina. I was expecting better than that, but it is against Carolina, and they game planned against him. Same thing with Atlanta. He didn't have a great game. He didn't score against Atlanta. Atlanta's a really good rushing defense as well.
Yeah, but opens, he got you 97 yards total, and that's fine.
Exactly. And it opens, it's wide open now with Cincinnati here in week 15. Start him with confidence. I'm not worried about Jerick McKinnon at all. I'm probably ranking McKinnon a little bit higher than I have in the previous weeks. I like him just a little bit better just because of the matchup. But, yeah, Latavius Murray is a strong RB2 for your fantasy team this week.
All right. Middle of the road matchup, but I think it's deserving of talking about. Mike Davis has been fairly solid. I know he's a little banged up with the ribs. But has been solid and serviceable in this last couple of weeks. And I know a lot of people are desperate for a running back. Would you play Mike Davis this week?
I would. I would definitely play him over guys like Frank Gore.
Okay, so here we go. Mike Davis.
He's right above that Frank Gore, CJ Anderson level.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, because you got a guy like Mike Davis who's been serviceable, right? He's getting you like 8 or so fantasy points and has not been fantastic.
Sure.
Or a guy who has a great matchup, who you love, CJ Anderson.
I've given up on CJ Anderson.
You gave up on CJ Anderson? But why, though? He's amazing.
If we shut up, we can move on from CJ Anderson.
I
would never want to talk about CJ Anderson again.
Last few weeks, I mean, he's given you 107 yards, 125 yards? Or was it that he scored? No. Whoa.
No, what are you talking about?
What did he give you on...
Last week, he had like 75 yards. The week before that, he had like 100.
What am I getting wrong here? 110 yards 2 weeks ago and 73 yards this week. I mean, that's okay.
It's okay.
It's something.
It's something.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's a great matchup.
It is a great matchup.
So not doing anything with CJ Anderson? You wouldn't play him if he's on your waiver wire?
I'm not doing anything with CJ Anderson. I'm not playing him if he's on my waiver wire.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's it. That's all I had.
That's all I have.
Theo Riddick got your ad on him, right? Even though he had a great week last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last one I want to talk about.
He only had a great week last week because I played him in our league of record. So why not?
Yep.
You know, he played Dale and, scored 2 fucking touchdowns and sink my ship. Thank you. That's a sound.
Want to talk about Kenyon Drake? All right, so... That does it for that. Let's wrap up the show with a few different things here, a couple of announcements, but I want to go back to that poll that we talked about. Starting to get a little bit more convincing in my direction. 74% of our audience is now saying it does not help to explain the joke.
But it does, Christian. Sometimes
hey,
you just have to.
74.
Look, when it's a joke that you like, okay, if you're telling a joke to your parents about Drake, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna have to say, Mom, Drake is a rapper.
But that's the point, though.
What's the fun of the joke if not everybody's
laughing?
If the joke
is not, because the joke is obviously not directed for that person.
I guess.
the thing that makes a joke funny is, okay, it's for this specified specific audience, right? So we try to be as inclusive as possible. If there's, I don't want to do numbers,
yeah,
but
don't, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, if there's 100 people listening and 50 people understand the joke, that's okay. And then if we further elaborate and only 25 people get the next part of the joke, that's fine. Okay. Right? We can't start telling jokes that like one person gets, fine, whatever. But I mean, you know, whatever. Okay. It's right. Good. It's good stuff.
All right.
The so Kenyan Drake.
Yep. What is a Slovakian traffic cone?
Oh, I can't read that on air.
Come on. I've been waiting all day.
Do you really want me to read this on air?
Yeah.
It's quite graphic.
Please do.
Okay. You're going to have to like bleep and blur like half of what I said.
I typed in Slovakian TR in Google and traffic cone came up. So.
The Slovakian traffic cone is a sex act, of course. Okay. And it's the act of stuffing the small end of a regulation orange traffic cone into the anus of your sexual partner.
Okay.
And then you jizz, puke, piss, and shit into that traffic cone. Then you take a plunger.
Wait, there's more.
Then you take a plunger and force that concoction through the traffic cone and into your partner's intestines.
What?
Then that person takes a large dose of laxatives, defecates the concoction onto your chest as they wear the traffic cone as a hat.
Oh, wow. That got...
That sounds like a great Friday night.
It was fun in the beginning, and then it got a little gross, and then it got sad. And then it just got disgusting.
Hey, question.
What?
Do you think anyone's ever done that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, disagree. I take that back.
Someone has done that.
Yes, I agree. Hold on. Slovakian traffic cone video.
Do you think anyone has ever done that?
Nope.
Slovakian traffic cone in the parentheses.
If you guys want to see a Slovakian traffic cone, don't forget, head over to xvideos.com. Check it out. It's the top of the link. You hit the microphone button.
We should 100% email them right now. Just go ahead. See if they'll contact us. I'm going to go ahead and follow them on Twitter.
Hit the microphone button in the top right corner. Type in promo code EatSleepFantasy and have fun.
All right.
This one's on us. All right, guys.
Is this their official? Yeah, this is their official. They got 278.
On the Facebook, I did the poll, and 100% of people say no, it does not help to explain the jokes on the pod.
100%?
100%.
Awesome. I like Facebook group right now. They're okay.
All right. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll talk about some different positions.
EastSleepFantasy.com. Check us out. Play us on draft. Promo code EastSleepFantasy.
Well, it's that time of year again for Christmas lights and trees. And all your favorite fantasy teams deserve a cheer. Santa Sea's coming down all the way from the North Pole. Gonna give the good team some gifts, but the